technically an annuity is just a fixed sum of money that's paid to someone each year, typically the rest of their life. So it's an income stream that's paid to someone. That's all an annuity really is.
Okay. Is it like a pension? Does it act like a pension?
Or? It can. You know, and for a lot of people that have used different types of annuities in the past or currently, they look at that as if it is their pension, right? If we weren't fortunate enough to be in public service or, it's one of the benefits, I guess, of our teachers, many of them get, some of our hospital workers, et cetera, public employees, many times in the past got pensions. Now, as those have went away, some people have chosen to look to annuities to kind of create a pension plan of their own. So, yeah, I think they can. It's right there in the name. I mean, we're talking about income today. It's a perfect thing to talk about is annuities.
Is it something that you like? Is it a product you purchase, or is it something you invest in? How do you open up an annuity? Do you buy an annuity?
You absolutely can. You know, and there's two different types, Jared. There's both variable annuities, okay, which sometimes today are used with some kind of an income feature to them. But that's something where you're putting money aside and you're giving it to an insurance company saying, here, manage this, right? And hopefully grow it over time. And sometime I want it back and you're getting tax deferral for it. So that's a variable annuity. Oftentimes are tied to different investments in the stock market, right? Mutual funds. Then there's also income annuities. And these are typically, they can be either immediate or deferred income annuities. So the immediate annuity is where you take your lump sum of cash, you say, here, insurance company, pay this back to me over a set period of time, either the rest of my life, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it might be. But you get to keep the money. So if I only live for 10 years, right, and I had a lifetime payment on it and there wasn't a period certain, it's 10 years of payments and that's all I get. Mm. That's one of the ones many people are scared of still today. They're like, I don't want to, you know, give all my money to insurance company. And that's typically these income annuities or immediate annuities that I was just referencing.
Sure. Is there one that's more common than the other or that people will...
Far more common today to see a variable annuity. Mm. Again, that's more common in today's world. And some of that has to do with where interest rates have been over the last decade or more. As interest rates have been lower, some immediate annuities haven't had quite the draw for investors.
But the whole point is that it's a guaranteed income stream, essentially. That's why people would like these. Is that
that's one of the benefits, okay. Certainly. There are some others. With a a variable annuity, it also allows for tax deferral. So even if it's not in an IRA or something that gives you tax deferral already, if you put after-tax money into a variable annuity, it would allow for tax-deferred growth. Okay, so you get some compounding, hopefully, of earnings and some growth. But that's kind of the flip side of that is that's not a great thing to pass on to your heirs either because they eventually will have to pay the tax on it.
Sure.
So there's tax implications to that. So there's income. There's definitely positives to them. But I think the biggest positive really is what we're talking about today is when used properly, they can be an income source. They can be part of an income strategy. And that's why we're talking about today. It's a way to build up a pension. Okay. It's a way that you can really transfer risk to an insurance company to then pay you income over time.
Is it something that, again, this was probably more like a piece of your retirement income plan? Are they not really created and function like the number one source of income? Is it kind of a complementary income stream?
Yeah, it depends on your investment person or your advisor's take on them, I think, on how big of a part they play.
Sure.
And I think that's best handled individually with a client in the room saying, what do you feel about risk? How do you feel that, how much risk do you want to remove and say, here, insurance company, I don't want this in my, I want to hold on to this risk. I want you just to pay me some income over time. And that's, I think, best handled one-on-one with a client. There's no right or wrong. I would say if somebody has, the majority of their wealth tied up in annuities, many times, and I'm not saying for everyone, but many times it's for the wrong reasons. Annuities happen to pay advisors very well as well. Sure. And it's a little controversial there to even say that, but I think it's the truth. And because of that, sometimes they get sold for the wrong reasons. Not always, but it can happen.
Is that why annuities sometimes probably have kind of a bad reputation, perhaps?
In the past, I think, yeah. Okay. And I think even, you know, like Dave Ramsey, who, you know, we love Dave and all the stuff he's talked about over the years. But he's all, oftentimes in the past been very anti-annuities. Mm-hmm. And I have been too. In fact, I continue to have that take on many of them. And I think the big problem we've seen with them is the cost. And when you look at the cost of some of these features, it can be very cost prohibitive and really just expensive to have. Now, is it worth it? And that's the question that many people have to decide. Is it's like any other insurance product, right? And remember, that's what an annuity is. It's an insurance contract where you say to an insurance carrier, take some of this risk from me. I'm in the market. I'm taking risk. I want to transfer that to you. You pay me income. That's way too simple. But for today's show, it's as in-depth as I think we need to go. But that's why there's cost to them, right? And they're paying an agent to sell it to you as well. Right. So there are costs associated. But if you understand what those costs are and you still want to have an annuity, then yeah, they just might fit in your plan.
You just used the word fit. I was actually going to ask you that question. You've mentioned how we've had people come in before and they say, you know, this annuity doesn't fit this situation. What do you mean by that? Well, how would an annuity not fit an income plan?
A great example would be somebody that comes in and they've got a significant amount in an annuity and they have no desire for income. All they want for that annuity is to pass it on to their heirs someday.
Well, then don't put it in an annuity.
That was not good advice to put it in that annuity, most likely, because now the ultimate beneficiary is going to pay tax on the earnings, whereas they wouldn't have to have had it been in something else. There's just so many situations where we see them that they may not fit, and many times it's just because of misunderstanding.
Sure.
Sometimes even from the person selling it, Jared, will come in. I'm like, did you know this is what you have, to a new client? They're like, well, that's not what we heard. Okay, and that might not even be because the agent or whoever sold it didn't understand it, but because of misunderstanding in what the product was. So, you know, a key thing with us is let's make sure if somebody wants one of these, we need to make sure they understand how they work, the cost to that annuity, whatever type it is, and then we decide if it fits in their financial future.
We're talking about building income streams in retirement. We just mentioned annuities. They're not a bad thing, but certainly they need to fit the overall strategy. If you are interested in having a conversation about this, just like Ben mentioned, we could come in and teach you how these things work. Or maybe you have an annuity yourself and you want to know a little bit more about it. We can gladly sit down with you and take a look at that entire plan that you have strategized as well. We would love to sit down and get to know you a little bit more. Our number is 222-4236. You can always request a meeting online, very simple, at taegisfinancial.com. Just click on request a meeting. It's in the upper right-hand corner. And as usual, I say this every week, we're located very conveniently on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. If you drive past us during normal business hours, stop on by, and we would love to get the conversation started as well. Ben, thanks so much for joining us here today. Thank you for listening to this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. We'll see you next time.
If you'd like to set up a no-cost meeting with Taegis Financial Group, call 222-4236 or stop by their office on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. And you can always check them out online at taegisfinancialgroup.com. Taegis Financial Group, inspiring true wealth. Securities offered through HD Vest Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through HD Vest Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through HD Vest Insurance Agency, LLC. 6333 North State Highway 161, 4th floor, Irving, Texas, 75038. Phone number 972-870-6000. Taegis Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.